we're all used to paying in currencies for everything, be it in the dollar, yen, rupees, euros, or in pounds. We've always had a currency that we could rely on to pay for goods and services. Now, we've reached a new era in human history where all these currencies could be outcompeted by a new type of currency, purely digital and computerized. We call those cryptocurrencies. Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk About the Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, The Host, and today we'll be talking about cryptocurrencies, their past, what they are, their pros and their cons, their differences from normal currencies, and their futures. According to the Berkman Klein Center from Harvard University, the origins of cryptocurrencies can be traced all the way back to 1983, when an American cryptographer, David Chaum, created a new encrypted monetary system called eCash. He, of course, made another one named DigiCash in 1995. Nowadays, we have a multitude of cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and Ethereum. Cryptocurrencies, or crypto for short, are, according to Coinbase, a decentralized digital form of currency designed to be used over the internet. Decentralized means, in the term of cryptocurrency, is that it isn't controlled by a central authority. An example of this can be a government. Also, they're not issued by a central bank. To simplify this, we'll use a short example. The American dollar is issued by the central bank for the United States. It's the same thing for all other currencies, such as the yen, the dinar, and the peso. Cryptocurrencies, on the other hand, are usually issued by their developer or their own network. And unlike currencies of today, they're purely digital. Or in other words, they can't be touched or held physically like the dinar, dollar, rupee, or yen, or other currency. This unique feature for crypto gives it an edge over other currencies. I'm sure that you've heard that within the next few years, we're going to try and send people to Mars. Now, this isn't a proper colony because they're going to return to Earth after some time. But in the situation where we colonize Mars, currency, that is a viable requirement. But imagine sending a rocket full of currency to the Mars colonies. It's inefficient compared to what we could do with crypto. We could probably just send the currency digitally. Another advantage that crypto has is that it can make transactions between two parties without requiring a third party, such as a bank. Without a third party, it can make transactions doable 24/7 and can be done from anywhere in the world. However, even with its benefits, crypto has many disadvantages. One, for example, is its impact on the environment. Just like the rest of currency, it must come from somewhere. But unlike the rest of currency, it's not printed, it's mined. But probably not in the way you think. In a nutshell, mining is performed using a sophisticated hardware that solves an incredibly complex computational math problem, and solving it creates cryptocurrency. Now, you might be thinking, how does this affect our environment? Mining is a very energy-intensive process, and the energy required to mine for crypto gives it a very large carbon footprint, around 22 to 23 million metric tons per year. To make matters worse, crypto mining produces electronic waste, and electronic waste is not good for the environment. Electronic waste consists of harmful substances such as mercury and different types of plastics and others. A lot of these elements are not good for our environments, and e-waste contributes to soil, air, and water pollution. In today's world, the future of cryptocurrency is yet to be determined. Despite their uniqueness and high value, crypto might crash and just become another dead hype, or it might change the financial world for years to come. We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. Feel free to like and follow our podcast. And if you have an idea that you want us to talk about on the channel, you can email us at letustalkaboutatoutlook.com. We'll see what we can do. Of course, don't forget to check out our website for access to our content 24/7. Its link is in the description. If you want to learn more about crypto, our sources are in the description as well. We hope that you have a fantastic day.